She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor.
Hey guys, it's your favorite Nevada girl again and Chronicles of a Nevada girl with Damola. You guys know I'm always super excited to be with you guys, right? Yes, it's another Friday and I'm excited to release another episode of the podcast. On today's episode, we have an anonymous guest on the relationship segment of the podcast. The last podcast we had on relationship, we brought someone that was also anonymous and she talked about a relationship with boyfriends, breakups and all. But today's episode is quite touchy. If that one was touchy, then this episode is touchier. Okay guys, so listen to our anonymous speaker and okay, so just listen to her basically.
Hi everyone, I'm anonymous. I'm speaking on my breakup and how I was able to get over it, I was able to move on. Trust me, breakups are not usually easy, they're not usually funny. Not even when you're at the verge of getting married, not even when you've taken a man to meet your family and his family. Both families know each other already, but then everything is history now. I remember when I was in a relationship with the guy, the man. So today I just thank God that I did not end up in that relationship, like I didn't end up getting married to the man, because a lot happened. And trust me ladies out there, if you're in a relationship and it just looks as if, you know, you're trying to accommodate a whole lot of shit, you're trying to get used to a whole lot of nonsense for love's sake, it is not worth it. If you know that you're compromising too much for a relationship, trust me, it is not worth it. You can imagine a man telling you that going to the cinema is not meant for you. It is only people that have made it in life that go to the cinema. Hello, in this 21st century, who says that? You can imagine a man looking at you dressed up, you're looking all pretty in your own eyes though. And then the man now looks at you and says, I don't like this thing you're wearing. And you're like, okay, so if you don't like it, get me something you like. I feel like that's not too much to ask for. Get me something you like. Something that you'd love to see me wear. Get it for me. And then the man says, okay, there's no problem. But okay, so now we're in September. We'll put it in December budget. Hello. So till December, I shouldn't wear any clothes. Is that what you're saying? You can imagine a man coming to tell you, okay, so I dashed this person 50k, this family are broke, they need to pay their children's school fees, I gave them 100k, I gave this person pocket money of 1 million and all of that, and you're like, so how much have you given me this month? And you cannot even amount for 5k, and you're busy dashing everybody out their money, and I cannot even say that my man gave me 5k. That's just the eye. But then you can also even imagine that you compare me with your ex. You say if it was your ex will do this, your ex will do that. Some shit that I will not take. And then you just keep rubbing into my face that your ex this, your ex that, and all of that, and all whatnot. And I was accommodating, I was trying to cope with it. I was trying to compromise for so-called love's sake. You know what adults say there, when you want to marry, there are a lot of things you take, there are a lot of things that you just have to cope with. And then I was just imbibing that culture, calming myself down to say that you're going to get married and you have to take some things, you have to, you have to be able to cope with some things. But it just got to the height of it when I eventually wanted to do my master's and I got my admission, and this man told me to my face that instead of him wasting money on wedding, he would go for his own master's. And I'm like, wow, hell no. Am I in a competition with you? Are we competing? No, this is my life. I applied for master's, I got the admission, and we were planning our wedding And she said instead of wasting money and waiting, you'll go for your own master's too. You also want to travel out of country to come to your master's because I got admission for my master's. Okay, so as if that was not enough, so some of my friends advised me that I should talk to him. Probably we go together to, both of us go together to the same country and we just do our master's there, forfeit the admission I got initially. But thank gracious God that I had not said anything. The day I was going to say that to him was the day he told me to my face, not over the phone. He told me to my face that he would have actually considered both of us going together, but I am not in the plan. And I'm like, what? What did you just say? He repeated it and said he would have considered both of us going together, but I am not in the plan. And I'm like, oh, I was supposed to get married in a few months and you're still telling me I'm not yet in your plan? Even if you cannot afford to sponsor both of us, is that how you should hit me with it? At that point, I just knew, this is a no-no. This is a no-no for me. I cannot continue. At that point, I just made up my mind. I had to start telling people it was difficult. Trust me, it was difficult. We were already planning our wedding. A lot of plans were already going on. I just had to summon courage. It was not easy. Trust me, I don't usually want to remember. It was not an easy period for me at all. I just had to accept it. But thank God today. Thank God when I look back. When I look at that relationship, I usually bless God I did not make that mistake. Like, I'm just so grateful to God. I'm grateful to God, trust me. I'm grateful to God. Getting over it was not easy. Nobody ever finds it easy, but you just have to make up your mind to get over it. I've moved on. So that's my story.
Oh my God, wow. Wow, like, I have goosebumps all over my body right now, like Jesus. Okay, so guys, I'm sure you guys picked one or two things from our anonymous speaker today, because I learned a lot. Do not forget that it's still Chronicles of Annie Badu Girl you're listening to, and do not forget to send me your comments, your feedbacks on my Instagram page at Damola Olagbade, same thing as Twitter. God bless you. I look forward to hearing from you. And also, I look forward to you sharing this podcast link with your friends and your loved ones. Bye. See you guys next week, Friday. She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits. She craves attention. She praises an image. She prays to be sculpted by the sculptor.